Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Freshly Booked on One Radio. Join us as we interview authors just beginning their literary journey. It doesn't matter how their book is published, the world agrees being a published author is a big step. We want to celebrate and spotlight these writers whose words were brought into the hands of readers. Listen in as they talk about their new experiences and join us in jubilation for those who are freshly booked.
Hey everyone, this is Tricia Anderson, the host of Freshly Booked, and we have quite the party going on today. For one, we're not just freshly booked today. Today we are actually hosting two shows, and I am here with my co-host, Will. Hi, Will.
Hi.
And along with him, we have all of the authors of the Critter Tales, which if you've been on our Facebook page, you have seen. Say hi, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
And probably the best way to listen to that enthusiasm. This is awesome. There'll be so much more enthusiastic than me. Can you tell? Let's start off with everybody introducing themselves so we all know who we're talking to before we dive into the book. Sound good?
Good plan.
I like the sound effects of the getting in or out of a vehicle there. That was
I am sorry. I am arriving at work. Judge me later.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
I know.
Awesome.
I thought that was pretty cool, too. I'm like, and sound effects.
Sorry.
Really nice.
Okay, sound effects person is Laura Rose. I have Elephant's Nose Best in Critter Tales. And, yeah, that's about it. Okay, another sound effect.
Where were you when we were doing Flash Rates in the Dark? We needed those sound effects.
Well, you didn't call me, Will. You didn't call me.
I'll never make that mistake again, ever.
He's jotting you down. You're the first contact from here on out. No matter what.
Oh, that's
yep,
cool.
Exactly.
I can slam doors call the best of them.
I need this. Laura can do it. Okay. So we've got Laura. And did we, Amanda, did you, I'm sorry, if you chimed in, you can just say, hey, I chimed in, I already talked.
No, I'm here. My name is Amanda, and my story in Critter Tales is Aged Princess Twinkle Buttons Matchmaker.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
And yes, the story is as cute and fun as the title implies, so.
Yes.
Got it. My hair her to write my next title. That's awesome. I'm like, whoa, okay, that's awesome. Okay. And I think we have Tracy. Do we have Tracy?
Tracy
yeah,
is coming in. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
I made it home.
Good.
My story is Puppy's Love, and it's sweet and fluffy and fun.
Just like puppies.
Yes.
Cool. And Anne, did you introduce yourself yet?
Not yet. I'll just be the quiet last one the whole entire time if y'all don't mind. So I'm Anne Anderson. I did Mischief Makers, which has a bunch of adorable little kittens in it because I am totally a cat person.
Got it.
Yay, cat people.
Yay. I got two.
Are you one of those crazy people that, like, posts all over Facebook with the cute little cat pictures and all that that make me want to, like, throw up because they're so cute and, like, is that you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't like doing
that.
No. I just share that with the family.
No, but you're giving her ideas, so just wait.
Oh,
coming.
Crap.
No.
Unfriend.
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 Unfriend. Awesome. Well, we have got you introduced. Does anyone want to tell us what Critter Tales, look at me, give away the title of the book? But anyway, go ahead.
I'll go ahead and talk about it. This is Amanda. Critter Tales is an anthology put out by Rooster and Pig, and it's all about men falling in love, revolving around their pets and how they met and stuff like that.
Aww.
So I just want to clarify a point here. We're talking about people meeting and falling in love and their pets' involvement in that, not them falling in love with the animal.
No, them falling in love with the animal unless it's in a non-bestiality way.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, there's it's the non-bestiality way of falling in love with their animals. But, I mean,
good.
There's also some established couples as well. So, I mean, it's not just them first meeting over the pet, because sometimes you get a pet after you've been with someone for a while, and that, you know, changes things sometimes.
Okay.
That would be nice.
That makes sense.
I have to say, I think I've been distracted with the idea of thinking of a hot, hunky guy and a bunch of cute kittens. I'm sorry. I'm off in La La Land now. I want to read that Mischief Makers one. I'm thinking, ooh, hunky guy, no shirt, lots of kittens. Okay. I'm good.
Kind of like that commercial on TV with the T-shirt. Have you seen that one with the kittens instead of the T-shirt?
Oh, God.
Isn't
that
a
theme
commercial?
Oh, so creepy.
Oh, he got the shirt at Sky Mall or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know,
that's really weird.
Isn't that a commercial for, like, Hanes shirts or something?
Yeah,
I think it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Creepy. See, I'd take a dog with a cute little puppy over a cute little kitten any day of the week.
No.
Yeah.
Kitties are
so
much better than dogs, but we won't get into that debate.
No. It's the age-old war of cute kittens versus cute puppies, and we shall perpetuate that war until end days.
That's fine by me.
Unless you're a peacemaker and you like them both. So, hey.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm saying, why can't you just have both? There's nothing wrong with having just a whole bunch of cute, cuddly animals together. But then again, I think I'm a closet crazy cat lady, so I'm going to just let that one go.
Amanda, it's not so in the closet. We all kind of know that you're crazy. Oh, sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that out loud.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I kind of blew up the closet a long time ago. I don't have a
closet
left to be.
Yeah.
This would be where we need that sound effect of a cat meowing, like right over her shoulder to prove that.
Right?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my cat is not accommodating to requests, because I do have her right here. But she's not very accommodating.
She's giving the look of, Mom, why are you talking about me, seriously?
No, her face is stuffed in some wet cat food.
Oh.
She went with me to the pet store to pick out her cat food right before the show. So she's happily munching that down.
Oh.
So I want to ask for each one of you, let's start off with Laura, and then we'll go to Anne. And then we'll go to Amanda, and we'll finish up with Tracy. Each of you, I want to know, did your individual animals or your dream animals become inspiration for your story, or was it just completely based in fiction?
Okay, so me first?
Yes.
Okay. Well, honestly, I did the elephants out of necessity because I knew that the majority of the submissions for the anthology were going to be cats and dogs. And I wanted something that's completely different. Of course, an elephant's total opposite direction of any other thing. And what mine is he's a caretaker of disabled elephants. And so that's how mine goes. And I just wanted something different than cats and dogs. And I always loved elephants, so worked out great. Although it was a toss-up between elephants and giraffes.
Giraffe.
Yeah, it was a toss. I was very torn for quite a while, but it just worked out better with the elephants than it did the giraffe.
So there's totally a sequel in the works where you're going to do giraffes, right?
No.
Right?
No.
That was a hint. That wasn't a question. That was a hint, right?
Yeah, that was a subtle hint.
That was a subtle hint. You must.
I maxed out my promises on sequels, and Amanda's keeping me on point with one of them. So,
Yep.
I don't have enough Amandas for that.
Gotcha. What about you, Anne?
Well, I'm definitely a cat person, so when I saw the submission call, I was like, gotta go with the cats, because they're near and dear to my heart. Otherwise, I would have gone with dragons. I had another call for that, and I just didn't get it done in time, so.
Well, I know some hardcore dragon lovers out there, so
oh, yeah.
If you want to go with the dragons, you can definitely get some readers there.
What about
you, Amanda?
Okay, so the pet in my story is a prairie dog. And I don't own a prairie dog, and it's really kind of funny how it came about. I actually am an acquisition reader for Rooster and Pig, so I read everybody's stories as they were coming in, and I had seen the call for this anthology. I was like, oh, a pet story. That'd be really good to write. But, like, nothing came to me. So I was like, well, maybe I'll write for a different one. So I was reading all these stories, and I was like, these are really good stories and everything like that. And I was like, but there's a lot of dogs and cats. And then we got Laura's, and I was like, there's an elephant. And then a friend of mine lives in Texas who was talking to me about how her son was someone went up to her son and was like, I'll give you $20 if you go out into the desert and go get some prairie dog babies. And I was like, bing, story.
Very nice.
Yeah. So
I love that one.
Okay. What about you, Tracy?
Oh, I'm a dog lover. Well, I love animals, but I'm especially partial to dogs. And it was just a spur-of-the-moment thing that popped in my head. I always wanted to write sort of a cowboy ranch type, but I wasn't real sure about it. So I thought, well, I can do something short and small for this and see how it goes and see if I can pull it off before I spin out longer.
Okay. So is there something longer coming to follow this?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Well, maybe. I've got a couple of ideas.
Oh,
well,
those plot bunnies.
Those ideas.
Those
you
damn
know.
Plot bunnies.
I have cows.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
cows.
He does
that
have
cows. I think cows would be interesting.
That would definitely be interesting.
It needs some work.
It'll be good to see, though. Now, let's go in the same order, because this is something that I think everybody, all the listeners, would like to know. How do they find you? Do you have any social media outlets?
Okay, so Laura first?
Go for Laura. Yeah.
Yes, Laura.
Yes, Laura.
I have a website. It's myname.com. Real easy.
And there is a link on the episode page. There's a link to each one of these authors. So if you want to find out more about them, you can go to the episode page for this episode. You'll find a link for them. Plus, you'll find not one, but two buy links. So if you want to buy their anthology, Critter Tales, you can do that from the episode page. So please make sure you check that out.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a website.
Absolutely.
And I also have Twitter and Facebook. It's real easy. Search my name and you'll find me. Pretty sure I'm like the only one with gay sex all over the place, so you'll know it's me.
Now, have you checked that out, though? I mean...
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
All the other Laura Roses are like these cute little blonde things that are doing the selfie with the duck face.
Oh,
oh God.
Lord.
That's not me.
Bad. Did you find a duck face? Just keep moving. It's not her.
Yeah, that's not me.
Wow.
Anne, what about you?
So I just have a blog. It's authoranneanderson.blogspot.com. It's one of the lovely little Gmail ones. I do have the Facebook, but I'm not very active on it. I'm not very big on the social media. Probably should be, and it's one of my resolutions for this year, along with getting a good couple of books finally written and gone through editing and submitted. But other than that, it's mainly just the blog.
Awesome. Blogging is fun, and blogging can be a full-time gig, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Just keeping a regular blog maintained is quite an ordeal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Especially when you've
What about you, Amanda? Where can people find you, Amanda? Amanda, where are you?
I have a website. It's amandastonebooks.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Twitter, Amanda C. Stone.
And you can find her all over One Radio, just saying.
Yeah. Also host one, co-host one of the other radio shows for One.
Yay.
Yay, Amanda.
What about Tracy? Where can we find Tracy?
I'm on Facebook, but I'm under my real name, Tracy Steinbach, instead of my pen name, Tracy Michael. And I'm on Twitter, Mama S 449. And I have a website, but I don't remember the address.
Google her, you'll find it. It's okay.
Yeah, Google me.
Yeah, there's a link on the radio show saying I've looked it up for you and linked it.
Thanks. Well, it's kind of new, and I haven't really pimped it out much.
Hey, we love our new authors, especially on Freshly Booked, because that's what you guys are what this show is all about. So
yep.
I want to ask, I already know Amanda because we had a conversation about this, and I love and adore her. This is her first publication, correct?
Yes, it is.
So this question will be directed more towards you. You kind of told the story, but is there any other filler as far as, like, you said that the reason why you got inspired for this story was because you were going through the submissions. But why, because you've been working with One Radio for a long time, so you've gotten to meet a lot of writers. Why did you decide that this was going to be the first thing that you were going to put out under Amanda Stone?
It's actually funny because when I submitted the story, I was actually at the point where it was kind of like the make it or break it, where I was like, all right, if something doesn't get published soon, I'm kind of going to give up because I've been working at this for a long time. And everything I had written up to that point either completely blowed and should not have ever been submitted at all, or I get halfway through and I'm like, okay, this is a horrible idea, and so I dropped it. And so when I submitted the story, I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to see what happens and go from there. And so I kind of forgot about it for a while. And then I started working on another project. And then I got the acceptance for the story. And I was like, oh, my God, okay. So that's going to come out. And what I didn't realize is that it takes a long time for stuff to, like, get edited and put together and all that. So, like, it took a while for it to get released.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of forgot about it. And I kept working on the dub right after I finished Princess Twinkle Buttons. And I finished that one, and I knew I was going to self-publish that one, that specific project. And it just turned out that they both basically released within, like, a day of each other.
Wow.
I mean, like, I had these two projects that I worked together on at the same time. One, the anthology with Rooster and Pig, and the other self-published, and they both came out at the same time. So it was just kind of like, oh, by the way, explode stories everywhere all over Amazon.
That's awesome. There's nothing better than forgetting you're going to be published and it's just coming out, and yeah, that's kind of an awesome feeling.
Yeah, it was kind of like, here, when I got the idea for this story, I literally power wrote it in less than a week.
Wow.
And considering I'm also like also a full-time mom, and I call myself a domestic engineer, but, you know, that's a whole other story. And there was all of that going on at the same time. And so I was like, okay, here, let's watch Diego, little one. Right. Oh, you're done watching Diego. How about you go play with
watch
Legos?
Another one.
Right. And so, like, it just kind of came out of nowhere. And then it was like, oh, well, okay, and it's published. So is this other one.
That's awesome. So, Anne, we haven't heard much from you. Where are you in your publishing journey? Have you had a lot of stuff out there? Is this your 15,000th publication? Or
not that many, no. This one was actually my 9th one, and it
wow.
was my 8th for an anthology. I only have one standalone so far, and then I actually have a, what is it, just over 50,000 words, I believe, that's in review, and then I have a 16,000 word one in review at another publisher, and I actually just recently finished writing another 50,000 word one, which is a sequel to my 16,000 word one. Funny
wow.
how that works, isn't it? So, yeah, no, I've been in publishing now for about 3 years. I actually became an editor back in 2011, and I had my first story accepted for an anthology in the same year, near the end of the year. So it's been very exciting.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my question is, and we can go in the same order, I'm good for that. In like 2 sentences, describe your book, or describe your story in the book. Because I'm curious. I'm all caught up with these animals, and I want to know more.
Why do
go
I go first? Really?
You can go last. We want to reverse. Let's reverse. Amanda, you go first.
Oh, crap. 2 sentences?
Okay. 3 sentences. I'll be nice.
3 sentences. Oh, shit. Okay.
You got this.
No, I don't. I got nothing except a cold.
If you only had like 15 seconds to describe it to somebody in an elevator, how would you do it?
Elephants, disability, angst, sex. There you go.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Elephants and sex. I'm good. Okay.
I should say gay sex, not just sex, because it's very important distinction.
All right.
That's all I got.
All right. I don't remember who's next. Anne?
Tracy.
Tracy,
no,
sorry. Tracy
so
or Anne, which one are we doing?
That.
I say paper, scissors, rock, but nobody will ever know what they threw, so.
Amanda?
Go for it.
Okay. Stereotypical gay man meets stereotypical gym bunny, and a prairie dog proves that they are not stereotypes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Like it.
Anne?
Okay.
Anne, you're next.
Okay. So mine's about kind of a roommates to lovers story where Dustin's little kittens get out and he realizes he really should have fixed the oldest cat, Mama Cat. But because of her little mischief makers, he ends up meeting Adam, who becomes his roommate, and they end up forming a relationship and a bond. And sexy times happen.
Aww. Okay. Hot guys and kittens. I'm good. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And Lore.
I did mine already.
Oh, okay.
That's
yeah,
right. Lore went
first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then Tracy, did you do yours?
Tracy. Who do we?
It's me.
Aha.
We need Tracy.
Puppy love is about
voices.
I got an established pub bull that find an abandoned dog and her puppies, and they run into a little bit of trouble along the way, but end up a family.
Aww. Okay, I think
that
I'm switching from
awesome.
Kittens to puppies.
Well, I like the
very
fact
cool.
that you took a trope and kind of made it your own, and I like, you know, having it's awesome to read story about people meeting over pets, but an established couple and forming their own type of family is an awesome read too, so.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I think we have like 3 minutes left. Trish, last question I'm going to give to you.
But who would? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You lost me there. I was getting lost in the puppies and the kittens again. I'm sorry.
Get off the pictures on Facebook, Trisha. Get
this
off
my
the
secret.
Facebook pictures.
That's what I do at night. What's this whole writing thing? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't write. I
some people do porn. Trisha does kittens and puppies. Got it.
Hey, whatever gets you there, right? I mean, come on.
Right.
Okay, here is my question. You guys have done this incredible anthology about puppies and kittens that has got me all completely confused. What are your plans on, would you do a series? Would you do another book on pets, even if it was by yourself or as a group?
I would.
What's coming in the works?
No.
She's out.
My fellow authors in the anthology. I love them all. I've met them all. They're all fabulous. It's just I have way too much on my plate for that. Tracy knows. I can't do none of that nonsense. Nope.
So she's out.
Come on, Lord. You know we can poke you into it.
I know. I need to shut up. I'm very easily peer pressured into writing stuff that I don't have time to write. Have it to me all the time. Actually, this anthology was one of those times. Okay.
It means anything, I feel your pain, so.
I know.
Yeah. All right, so there is a potential that there is a sequel coming. Potential.
From me?
That would be from anybody.
Oh, Mia.
No.
So if there's a sequel, it's going to probably feature a different author. Or maybe
Got
one
it.
Or two of the same ones, but yeah. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Like Critter Tales Part 2?
More Critter Tales. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Well,
that's awesome.
Thank you
guys so
much for being on Freshly Booked and Taste Test. It's
yes.
an experiment, and it was fun, and you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very
thanks
much
for
being
us.
On.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having
it was
us.
A lot of fun. Well, and we will be back next week, at least I will be, since this is Wednesday night. We will be back next week at 9 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. So we will talk to you all then. Thanks for being on, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you for having us.